Welcome back to Beyond the Crops. Mary Pat and I are together again. I feel like it's been forever since we've seen each other because I was out of town last week, so Josh and Mary Pat took the mic for me, and now we're back together.
I'm so excited to be back with you. Not that I don't love podcasting with Josh, but I did feel like our last episode was just like, you could tell we were both really tired.
Okay, I listened to it and I didn't really feel that way. Maybe you had morning voice, but I didn't feel like you were lethargic. And also, I meant to text you, like, you guys are funny. You made me laugh so many times and I learned a lot from Josh.
Oh, man. Well, don't tell Josh that because he already thinks he's really funny.
That's okay.
He is funny. I will give him that. But also, he doesn't listen and he told me that because I said, I didn't listen to this episode before it went live. Are you cool with that? And he's like, yeah, I don't listen to it after it goes live either.
Josh, geez. I mean, I appreciate the honesty, but that cuts a little deep. Even Levi listens.
I don't think he listens to anything. And I especially know, like, if he's out in a piece of equipment, he's the psychopath that has no music or anything for the most part, which...
So he does nothing?
He listens to every noise happening. And if there's anything off about a noise, he, like, he's ready for it. He's ready to jump.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Levi listens to podcasts. He'll listen to music. He has his deer hunting podcast. You all know this. He also, I just found out last night, has been binging Farmer Wants a Wife in the tractor.
I love that for him.
I know. So we watched a little bit of it last night. I had listened to our friend's podcast, Discover Ag, and they had three of the farmers on the podcast this week. So if you're a fan, check out Discover Ag because they interviewed three of the farmers. So I felt like I knew bits and pieces throughout the season. I actually knew more than Levi because he was only a couple episodes in. Mm-hmm. But then there was drama they talked about. Ooh. And now I feel like I'm invested. Like I need to go back to the beginning and just watch the whole season.
Okay. Well, I have watched the whole season, but I haven't listened to the podcast yet. But it is on my list because yeah. I'm so happy that they interviewed those guys. But it. Yes. So I watched Farmer – this is season two. So I watched season one and I didn't love it. But I really – this season is a lot better than season one in my opinion. And
that's what I've heard as well.
Yeah. And I've really enjoyed it and – yeah, there were definitely some things where I was like stunned. I don't know. Did Ty talk about not picking any girls at the end?
Yes, he
did.
So
spoiler alert if you haven't watched it.
I felt like he had good reasons.
I'm excited to listen to his reasons because I was pretty shocked. I'm just like, holy cow, like go through this whole process, which I get. You don't want to just pick someone to pick someone. But
right.
I was definitely shocked.
He talked about too, which him and Natalie kind of converse back and forth because he has a daughter. And so he's not just looking out for himself and he has to look out for those relationships and those attachments as well. So I felt like, I mean, I haven't seen the whole season, but I feel like he made a mature decision maybe. Mm-hmm. That would be hard though, because you're older and I'm sure he wants somebody to settle down with. So
yeah.
Levi and I were just like, man, we're so glad we don't have to date or find somebody.
But I do think that it shows you it's fun to watch because it shows you like the thoughts that are going through the farmers' heads as they're trying to find the right woman for them. Like I don't know. I was another one. I just have to say this. I loved I'm forgetting the girl's name now, but Brandon picked the girl that I wanted him to pick. And they were so sweet together.
Grace.
She was from Wisconsin. That's not why I wanted him to pick her. That is not why.
Whatever.
It's not.
Don't lie, Mary Pat.
But their connection just seemed so genuine and I loved how they were together. So it's a fun show to watch. I like it. It's not like The Bachelor where it's kind of raunchy and like, meh, you know, it's definitely a different vibe and I really liked it. So I would recommend.
I was curious and so was Levi. Do you know what the success rate is?
I don't know.
Is it way better than The Bachelor's? Because The Bachelor's success rate actually is terrible.
I don't know, but I don't know. But did they talk about – I haven't listened to Discover Ag yet, but did they talk about if they're still with the girls that they picked?
Not really, but they did talk about how they were part of the process because I think there's another episode coming up.
Yeah, that's this week. That's what I was going to ask.
So that I think they had to save some of it for that. But they did talk about how the guys were actually part of the process of picking the women that would come to their farm.
Oh.
So maybe that's why the success rate is better, but I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
And they talked about the behind the scenes stuff of being on a TV show and how you have to retake things and different things. I mean, Levi and I were on a TV show for a hot second. It was actually kind of a weird experience, but
that's putting it lightly. Okay.
That's putting it lightly. I don't know. Maybe one day we'll spill the tea on how we got royally screwed over by Corn Warriors.
Whoa, Jenna.
It's fine.
Whoa.
I don't care.
This is awesome. I love the spiciness of this conversation today.
Yeah, I don't care at all. So if you are interested and want to know the tea, cool, maybe message us. And I mean, this is our platform. We can talk about whatever we want and we're honest. So that's the whole truth. Anyways, when we were on the show, there was times where it's hard farming. They did do a really good job of trying not to slow Levi down, but it's a show and they'd be like, oh, we need to do that again. Oh, can you say that again? Can you do this again? And the guys were kind of talking about that, especially at the end of the show where they had to either like break up with the girls and how sometimes one of the guys said it was a 4-hour process and he had to do it 3 or 4 times. And so it's just like exhausting. So I did really feel for them on that because I felt like it was exhausting what we had to do for our show with farming. And it wasn't even like that deep of an emotional thing to navigate.
Those poor girls really too, like having to be broken up with for 4 hours.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
Oh, wow. Okay. That makes me never want to do TV, but I did the Farm Her show. Yeah. That was a little different, but
a little different. That was like a one and done.
Yep. Yep.
But it is a whole beast of its own.
Well, I'm excited for this episode that's coming up because I am very curious. The one who I want to know if they're still together, and now I'm forgetting the guy's name and I remember the girl's name, Sydney and
Mitchell.
I want to know if
he's the Nashville guy, right?
Yeah. I want to know if they're still together.
It was funny to get Levi's take on the farm. Levi's like, this guy just lives outside of Nashville. I think he just has money and bought some land. I'm like, maybe. I don't know. Good for him.
I don't know, but he wants cows. They like did some stuff with cattle. That was cool how they like jumped in and tagged him and stuff. But I think it's just, I don't know. I'm curious if they stayed together because I thought they were like such a cute couple. But his mom wanted the other girl. So I'm like, ooh.
Oh
yeah, so I'm just curious. I'm excited to see the reunion and it was fun. I liked watching that series, so
I felt like it was a lighthearted show that, like you said, it's not raunchy and all the drama. There's like just enough drama to keep you wanting to come back.
Exactly.
Yeah, so well done Reality Fox or whoever hosts that.
Definitely go listen to the Discover Ag podcast. I will be heading there later today to catch up.
I actually got several DMs before this season from not producers, maybe producers, from people that were helping cast the show asking me if I knew any single farmers that would be a good fit. And I was like, I really don't. I'm really sorry. One of Levi's friends just got engaged and he would have been the last single farmer I really knew. So,
oh man, I know, I know at least one, but I don't know if he would be wanting to be on TV.
Right.
I don't know.
That's a commitment.
Yeah, especially when you're like trying to go about your day-to-day tasks farming and they literally are living with you for a period of time.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah.
They talked about that too. So just go listen to Natalie and Tara's on Discover Ag. It was really cool to hear from the guys.
I will definitely be heading there.
We did not plan to talk about that today, but it was kind of fun.
Well, speaking about podcasting, we have some big news to share. We just passed 1 year of podcasting together.
So it is. Thanks for being here, everybody. Yeah. We made it a year. We took a 2-week break over the holidays, which we're going to do
again. Yes, 100%.
I don't know if you know that, but we're going to do it again. do you want to share? I don't want to steal your thunder on this.
It's okay.
I saw you.
Yeah. Jenna and I have been reading this book that neither of us has finished yet, but we're slowly working through it about like podcasting. And one of the stats that they shared was more than 40% of podcasts are abandoned within a year. So we're really kicking butt here, making it a year.
Yeah.
But also, I agree. I don't know. I guess I thought that stat would be higher because I think the hardest part of any kind of social sharing is staying consistent. And keeping on showing up even on the times where you don't want to or don't have any ideas or feel like you're just like, what do I even share about? That's like that perseverance is the hardest thing.
And Mary Pat and I have definitely felt that several times throughout the last year. But this was an outlet we both have really enjoyed. So we've worked hard to find motivation, which is what we kind of want to talk about today.
Yeah.
Because I think we're both feeling burned out in different avenues of our lives. And so we're like, how do we motivate ourselves, motivate each other? So we thought we'd chat about it.
I think it's going to be a good conversation. But can you give me an update on where you guys are at with planting 2024?
Yes, it's drastically different from planting 2023. If you were here last year, right when the podcast started, it was insanely dry. We had to run the pivots before we could even plant because the soil was so dry, there was not enough moisture for the seeds to germinate. And then the pivots literally did not stop running the entire season. It actually sucked. Mm-hmm. I actually get in hives thinking about it. we've gotten some rain this planting season, which is a huge blessing. It's just made planting a lot different. We've had a lot of breaks. I got woken up last night at midnight. It was raining again. Last weekend, Levi put in some 19-hour days. He literally would wake up with the sun, go plant. He would come home at midnight, 1 a.m., sleep till 6, and then do the same thing again. And he did that 3 days in a row. So did, I think, our hired hand. I don't think he did quite as big a days, but still probably 15-plus hour days in the bean planter. Levi is the corn planter. So we actually got like 99% of our acres done. Levi still needs to custom plant for a neighbor that had surgery. And then we also need to plant our test plot, which is kind of just going to be a fun little end half day to the planting season. So there's more rain in the forecast this weekend. So I don't know when we're going to get that done, but Levi is not feeling stressed about planting.
That's great.
What he is feeling stressed about is that we've gotten all this rain, which is wonderful, but our cows are dry lotted at our house during calving, which is just getting done. And so it's a actual soupy, disgusting, muddy mess out there right now. And the cows, it's sad to watch them have to walk through all that mud. And Levi does a good job of scooping it out of the way and then putting bedding out. But then like every day you have to put fresh bales out for bedding. And we're trying to be in the field too. So it's a lot. The pastures got rain. They're green. They're ready to go. But we just need to get the cows down there and loading in and out when it's muddy is not ideal. We can definitely get them out right now. That's actually what I was doing right before Mary Pat and I hopped on. Mm-hmm. And Levi's currently loading the cattle pot. So they'll head another group to the pasture today. The problem is the pasture that we're going to, it's in Kansas and the kind of the Flint Hills, and there's like limestoney roads. And when those get wet, they're like snot, like super slippery. So there's definitely no driving a cattle pot down them. But they think they have a plan to open a gate on the road and just load them off the cattle pot from the road. It's going to be a little bit Western. It's going to be a little bit creative, but they're hopeful that they could get the 35 pair that they're taking down there into the pasture safely today.
I was going to say, you guys do a lot more like just wild stuff out where you are than we ever could here just because of all the people. It's crazy the differences.
Yeah, there's not a ton of people.
You really have to come visit us and see, like,
I know,
the people.
Levi would probably feel claustrophobic.
Yeah, I do at times, especially when I'm driving equipment on the road. But
oh, no, thank you. I get nervous when I have to pass one vehicle.
Yeah.
And you see a lot of them.
I had a good day, though, the other day. Like, people were pulling off into the ditch for me, and I was just like, thank you. You're so nice.
They probably saw they've seen my social posts about it, haven't they?
Probably. We updated on the podcast a little bit last week. We're still probably sitting around the same, like a little over 70%, and we've been getting the rain too. But our planting season was spread so far apart that we have some corn that's definitely like V1, V2 already. And
oh, wow.
I had a dream the other night that we got 6 inches of snow. On top of our emerged corn.
No, thank you.
But that's the kind of crap that like goes through your head.
Yeah, that's true. I was in Colorado last week. I went with some friends to go to Shane Smith and the Saints at Red Rock. I've never been to Red Rock. Still have never been to Red Rock because we stayed at my friend's house in Breckenridge. And they got like 18 inches of snow. I-70 was closed. There's another way we could take kind of by their ranch. But her mom's like, I can't even see the road from my house, and her house is 100 yards from the road because it was literally blizzarding. So snow in May is for the birds. I feel like I was just a brat because of the cold and the snow, and I can handle the cold and the snow. But when you've shifted your mindset to it's spring, then you have to deal with snow and ice, it was a little bit sad. So it was beautiful in Denver where the concert was. I looked on Instagram and they were sound checking in shorts. Oh, the fiddle player wore overalls with no shirt under. Like, it was so nice there, but we physically could not get there. So
it's just wild to me that it can be that different.
Mm-hmm.
With how many hours is it from
Colorado? Is wild. Only like an hour and 20 minutes.
Oh my goodness.
But it's straight up into the mountains. I mean, Breckenridge is at 10,000 feet, so it's not uncommon for them to get snow. It's not uncommon for them to get snow in May. I feel like it is uncommon for them to get the storm that they got when I was there. Moral of the story, don't let me plan a trip because bad weather's going to happen. It's literally, I don't have a great track record with trips going well.
That's the devil talking, Jenna. You'll have a good trip sooner than later. Also, I feel like...
Well, I bought Levi tickets to a concert at Red Rock for his birthday in June. So I'm like, Lord, please let us get there.
Yes. So Denver is at 1,000 feet. Breckenridge is at 10,000 feet, right? No. Mile High City. How many feet is a mile? You guys, don't ask me.
I think it's like 5,000. Wow.
No, don't. I can't math right now. I'm just wondering the difference in elevation.
Yes. Denver is at 5,280 feet.
So did you feel weird being that high? Like, did your body do weird things?
I mean, I was working out and I was like, man, I feel like I'm really backsliding. Oh yeah, the altitude. Okay.
Yeah, that would make sense. Because I just remember going to Denver and like going on a run and feeling just dead.
Oh, have you not been into the mountains? Real mountains? No. Oh my, you might feel kind of icky the first time. I feel like we go there every year, so.
Well, I guess I went to Jackson Hole. Does that count as a mountain?
I guess I don't know what elevation Jackson Hole is at.
That was our honeymoon, though. That was like 100 years ago. So
before you had kids. Yeah. Oh, Jackson Hole's at 6,000 feet.
So it's not the 10,000 still.
It's not 10,000 feet, no.
Okay.
It definitely makes a difference, but yeah.
Okay.
It was more just my bad attitude from the snow that was the problem.
I would also have a bad attitude. Because you were wearing shorts and a tank top like days before that. And then.
Yeah, I think when I posted on Instagram, everyone was confused. They're like, what? Thinking I was still at home. But snow in May, no matter where you're at, is kind of stupid. Mm-hmm. But I was in Colorado in the mountains. So it makes a little bit more sense. I'd put my winter stuff away 2 days before I packed for the trip. And Aaron texted us and was like, bundle up, baby. We're going to be cold this weekend.
That's funny. So when Jen and I were talking about this week's episode, I was just kind of telling her how I've been having trouble getting motivated, kind of like we keep getting rained out, you know? And so I have no problem. The days we're in the field and like stuff needs to happen, let's go. But the days we're rained out or I just don't have like a specific job to do, I'm struggling to find the motivation to do all the other stuff that still needs to get done.
I don't feel like that's abnormal. I feel like especially you and I are abundantly aware that planting is the most important pass of the season. You're very involved on the farm. You feel the importance of that. Just like you can go to bed at midnight and have to wake up at 3 a.m. for a flight and you have no problem waking up. I feel like this is the same thing. When it's something that you know is so important and you have to be there, your brain's ready. Probably not great on your cortisol levels. Fight or flight definitely kicks in, but I feel like that is why. So then when you are higher cortisol levels during that stressful time than when you come down from it and it's rain, you can't be in the field. I feel like maybe that's your body naturally being like, okay, lady, we got to pump the brakes and up the battery a little bit today and just rest.
Yes. But I feel like then, you know, all the stuff that you would do normally, like laundry, dishes, the work stuff, emails, all that stuff, like it piles up. And then I'm like, where do I even start? How do I even do this? You know, because I don't have the motivation.
How do you sleep at night?
I was doing okay, but I don't know. I don't sleep until Josh gets home from planting, which is terrible. But I know I'm not alone because we've talked to some other farm wives who also struggle with that. And like, I guess if he was out until 1 a.m., I would probably fall asleep, but it would still be late, like later than 10 o'clock when Carrie told us we should be sleeping.
Yeah, I was going to say we just learned a couple weeks ago, if you listened to our last few episodes, that we are supposed to be in bed by 10.
Yeah. So I do need to work on that still. I think it's a total habit thing and you have to just decide like you need to go to bed and you have to like.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
But I was listening to some things on how to get to sleep that was just weird. So there's one strategy where like if you think about a letter in the alphabet, so say you start with A and you just think about one word that starts with A, apple, for 8 breaths. And then think of another word that starts with A, aardvark, for 8 breaths. And like
aardvark, that is not in the top 10 A words that would have popped into my head.
I haven't tried that strategy yet, but I don't know. I might. I don't do too bad if I'm like kindling before bed. If I read, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. But If I'm on social media, that's when I really screw myself.
Agreed. We started plugging our phones in to charge in our bathroom, not right next to our head, long, long time mm-hmm. ago. And I feel like that definitely helped. But honestly, we've both slept like crap for a long time. And I had read and heard and all of the health visionaries saying to shut your Wi-Fi off at night and try different things. But when I got back from Colorado, one, I was exhausted. And I bought this Wi-Fi kill switch months ago. And I just never set it up. And I'm like, I'm just going to try this. So I did it that night, killed the Wi-Fi at night. We both slept like rocks. Like I went from waking up 3 to 4 times a night and going pee or doing this or doing that. And I didn't wake up at all. I like drooled.
Oh, man.
And I was like, okay, I was tired from the trip. Let's just see what happens. So, but every night since then, we've killed the Wi-Fi and both of us are sleeping so good. So whoa. I'm a believer. Maybe it's worth trying.
Okay. Where does the kill switch go? Because my Wi-Fi is up in my office and I don't want to like have to go up and turn it off when I'm already trying to fall asleep.
Right. So there's this little box that you would plug into the outlet and then you plug your router into that box and then there's a remote. So I guess I don't know how far you have to be from the remote. Our router's in our bedroom, which is not ideal. But when we built our house, we didn't really think about where to put a Wi-Fi router and there's not a great spot. So that's where it's at. So I feel like it was especially important for us to not have it on when we sleep. Okay. And so I just have the remote by my bed. But I wonder if it would work through floors. I'll have to look on the website to see what the distance is.
Honestly, anything.
Even if you just had to go up a few stairs and click it.
Yeah, honestly, anything is worth a try. Like our router is in our office, so it's pretty far from our bedroom. But and I don't like
– But it's still going throughout your whole house, you know?
We have those little receivers too, like so that it gets us better signal in our bedroom and like the farther away spots. So yeah. Okay, well,
it is worth a try. Yeah. I did. So when I did it, the hub to my freezer sensors also kind of creates its own Wi-Fi, but that's plugged into the same power strip I plugged into the kill switch. And I kind of thought for a second, but then I told myself, no, I'm not checking my freezer alarms in the middle of the night anyways. They don't need to be on. Our baby monitor's Wi-Fi, but my kids sleep through the night 99.9% of the time and they'll come wake us up if they need us. So I never had the volume on the baby monitor on anyways. So I was just at peace with not needing anything to access any of those Wi-Fi devices when I sleep.
Yeah, there really is no point. So it makes sense.
Yeah. And yeah, I didn't have my phone by my bed, but I did have the baby monitor receiver. So there was still definitely strong Wi-Fi signals around me. I don't know. Maybe I'm sure everybody already thinks I'm crazy, but when you're listening to this, you're either thinking Jenna's literally crazy or you're like, she's not. I'm a believer.
She could have a point. They could be thinking that like me.
I could have a point. Yeah. Yes. It's worth a try. Sleep is so important. It's worth a try.
I want to know because I don't wake up to pee or anything, but I want to know how I'm sleeping through the night. And I know there's different monitors. Like some people wear a ring. I have an Apple Watch, but I always – like I don't even wear it regularly. I'm trying to wear it when I work out just to like set goals for myself so I can like follow that monthly map of your workouts. But I don't wear it to bed. So I want to know like – I want some kind of monitor that'll tell me if I'm waking up and I just don't know it, or like a quality of sleep type of monitor.
There definitely is some out there. I don't know either. Okay. You brought up the Apple Watch, so I have to tell you this. I stopped wearing mine pretty much altogether. I sometimes still wear it when I work out. I just stopped wearing it because I was just thinking a lot about all these Bluetooth signals and EMF exposure and this and that. And I've worked really hard to just try to get to my optimum health. So sometimes the hand that it's on feels like really funny. Mm. So I'm like, I'm just going to take a break from the Apple Watch. My screen time went down by 25% to 30%.
I believe it because you're getting – unless you really change the notifications on what you're getting on your watch, you're getting everything. Like I get my spam texts and I need to change that because
– Yeah, I had a pretty good hold on not getting those notifications, but sometimes some would still come through or you look at it or then it's – I look at it. Oh, now I need to go check my phone. It was a time suck. I was not expecting it to decrease my screen time, but then it definitely was a light bulb went off and I'm like, okay, I'm just kind of done with this device for a while.
Yeah. I just found mine back after not having it for like 3 years and – wanted to see if – I'm serious. I lost it. I don't know where I found it even. Somehow decluttering. But I actually really like it because I don't carry my phone with me like around the house or whatever. Or even if I'm in the tractor, I don't have it like where I can see what's happening. So I like it because then if I get a phone call or a text from someone important, I know. instead of like forgetting or not seeing it for an hour or two or whatever, you know. But
because I stopped wearing it, I did start turning my phone volume on.
Yeah.
Which I don't think my phone's been off silent for at least 10
years. That's the thing. Mine's so, never on. It's always on vibrate.
Right. And then I was in public and my phone rang and I was like,
all startled. Who is that? Like, oh my goodness. I'm that person. My phone's ringing. Who does that
Pretty
anymore?
Soon you're going to get called out in church, Jenna, for your ringer being on.
No,
I'm just
definitely kidding. Definitely you won't be I'm that kidding. Person.
Okay. So I guess a couple things that I had written down that I wanted to share, and it's so silly, but it works for me. If I need to clean my house, I watch cleaning motivation on TikTok. That's what I do. And it works for me.
And there's a decluttering podcast that Mary Pat told me about a long time ago. I feel like listening to that while you rage clean also
Clutterbug.
Helps. Two, I feel like when I have all of those things going on and I just feel very overwhelmed, kind of like what you said, like where do we start? I'll make a list and I'll prioritize. Okay, what is the most important? For me, it's getting my workout in. I also started cold plunging again. I'd kind of taken a small break from it, but I did. I cold plunged this morning. I didn't want to. I tried to talk myself out of it, but I did it. I got my workout in. I showered. I got ready for the day. And then I felt like, okay, I feel motivated. I'm ready to talk to Mary Pat about this. Exercise is huge for me. If I don't either cold plunge and or exercise to start my day, I just feel like I'm setting myself up for failure. So I feel like finding those rhythms and those things that work for you to motivate yourself, like Mary Pat with the cleaning TikTok. I haven't thought about that. Or then prioritize what you need, like what's most important. Like for me, I need to get our bills caught up on because I was gone. So I can't pay my bills if my office is cluttered. So I had to like quick declutter last night to set myself up for success to be motivated to get that done today.
Mm-hmm. No, I hear that. That's what I like to write that list. And sometimes the most productive thing I can do is like a house reset. Even if I do have like business stuff that needs to happen and is important for me, making sure that my home is good and my kids are comfortable there mm-hmm. and Josh is comfortable and I'm comfortable. It's like really, really high on the priority list for me.
I agree. I do not thrive in a cluttered or messy house. It's kind of So I try really hard every day to do like a mini reset.
I will say too, just like every year I've learned what the amount that I can handle like commitment wise while having my house put together and like being happy at home, I guess. Because if you have too many things on your to-do list and stuff at home is just turning into like a bomb goes off every single day, then reevaluating what you're committing to and how you're spending your time is so important. And I've really felt the effects of not having the cheesery on my plate this last few months, like, because we would be starting to get into summer restocks. And I just feel like I can breathe. Like,
yay. That makes me so happy for you.
Yep. And
because I know that was not an easy decision to make.
No, it wasn't. But when I'm waking up with my kids in the morning and I just see how like fun they are and we're not super rushed for the most part. Obviously, if we're out in the field, that's kind of a different story. But I just see how much fun we're having and I'm like, dang, I'm so glad I figured this out now because I am enjoying this stage of life so much. So
that's exciting.
Yeah.
That's special.
Yeah. So a couple other things. I like to reward myself. I know we've kind of talked about this a little on the podcast, but like fun drinks. Like
fun drinks.
Like clean these two toilets and then make yourself a chai latte. You deserve it. Just that kind of stuff.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that today. I feel like sometimes I give myself permission to just make my latte and sit down and drink it and just quiet the noise around me for a little bit while the kids are napping or something. Mm-hmm. But I do like the idea of, you know, busting out a few things and then taking that time.
It makes it taste better, I swear.
It does. Yeah. I used to have this letterboard in my kitchen. Maybe I should bring it back. It said, make sure that what you are doing today is getting you closer to where you want to be tomorrow. I think having that little mindset reminder or mindset shift to think that you have goals for the future. If you don't make baby steps to those every single day, you'll never reach them. And I feel like that can be very motivating for me because all of a sudden we're in our 30s and it's, oh my goodness, we've been married for almost 10 years. Are we where we want to be when we first got married 10 years after? And what do we want the next 10 years to look like? I've been thinking about that a lot lately and trying to make sure that every single day I'm living in the moment, but also trying to do things to get me closer to those goals. And that has been very motivating for me.
I want to put that on my letterboard too. So I like that. I like that idea a lot. I think that some days, especially like you're trying to think about spending your time the best, and there's like a lot of pressure too, I think we put on ourselves as moms to do everything and be everything to everyone. I don't know. I think the thing that helps get me through is taking baby steps and really trying to be present with my kids. Like the other day we planted our garden and just that's what we did. And it was really fun and messy.
That's exciting. Yeah. My garden is still not even land leveled like it's supposed to be.
Buy starter plants. I'm not starting my own seeds. That is like one thing that I'm not
absolutely
doing.
Not. Like, I would never do that.
And I barely plant anything from seed. I mean, for the most part, I bought tomatoes, onions, pepper plants. I'm pretty much all I care about is like fresh pico salsa. De gallo and salsa. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I knew it. Yeah. I knew it.
Yeah. So you don't have to make it complicated. And honestly, the kids just get excited to watch stuff grow. We did. Oh, you're going to love this. I gave the kids their own garden. And guess the only thing that they planted in there?
Corn.
Kinis. Zucchinis. Kinis. Hank, don't forget your kini.
Oh, yeah. Crawford called them buckinis.
Oh, buckinis. He gave us like a 5 to 6 pound zucchini when we visited them last year.
Crawford loves his buckinis.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. That was a tangent. But we hope that this episode kind of just gave you some motivation to think about, you know, how you're spending your days.
I guess what we want you to take away from this episode is that baby steps are key in staying motivated. Find those rhythms that work really well for you and the one or two things that you need to do every single day to just jumpstart your day to set yourself up for success. But it's also okay to rest when you need to, especially coming off of the crazy busy season that planting is.
100%. I hope that someone just finds maybe some connection to what you're feeling is normal, because I think we all go through it in some way, shape, or form. And yeah, there's a lot of pressure when you have little kids to do a lot. So just be easy on yourself.
And all the moms with school-aged kids, May is bananas, y'all. Mm. There's so much that goes on, so much to wrap up the school year. I saw this May-cember parody talking about how it's basically like December, but there's no Christmas lights. And I thought that was funny and very relatable. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, summer is so close. Mm-hmm. You can do this, ladies. We will get through May.
Be sure to come back with us. We launch new episodes every Tuesday, and we love to have you guys interacting with us over on our Instagram chat. And we look forward to talking to you soon. See you next time.